Let us pray. God of patient love, we confess that we often lose heart and forget to pray. Speak to us in Scripture, in our hearts, and in one another, for we are hungry for your word. A reading from Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of humans and the seed of animals. And just as I have watched over them to pluck up and break down, to overthrow, destroy, and bring evil, so I will watch over them to build and to plant, says the Lord. In those days they shall no longer say, the parents have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. But all shall die for their own sins. The teeth of everyone who eats sour grapes shall be set on edge. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. A covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. The word of life. A reading from 2 Timothy. Continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, because you trust your teachers. From childhood you have known the sacred writings that are a source of wisdom for you as you flesh out your salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in doing justice, so that God's people may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is judge to judge the living and the dead, and in view of the appearance and reign of Christ, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent, whether it seems like the right time or not. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with the truth. They will surround themselves with people who meet their desires, and they will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to rumors. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. The word of God for the people of God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Luke's gospel in the 18th chapter. Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected people. In that same city, there was a widow who kept coming to the judge, saying, grant me justice against my opponent. Now, for the longest time, he wouldn't listen. But finally, he said, although I have neither fear of God nor respect for anyone, because this woman keeps bothering me, I will grant her request, so she doesn't wear me down by continually coming. And then Jesus said, listen to what that unjust judge says. Will not God grant justice for God's chosen ones who cry out to God day and night? Will God delay long in helping them? No, God will grant justice quickly. But when the human one comes, will they find faith on earth? The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. If any of the little kids want to go make some musical stories with Sue Lee, you can go practice while I talk. So that parable is kind of a mixed bag, because we really understand the frustration of that widow who has to keep pounding away, because we have so many prayers that we pray and they just seem to not be heard, and we have to keep praying them. And so we can understand the need for that encouragement that Jesus gives us to just keep pounding on the door until the prayers are answered. And sometimes that's not necessarily for the sake of anything out there, it's for ourselves. When I keep praying for something, it doesn't necessarily change God's mind or shift the course of the world. It changes me. Day after day, week after week, I pray for peace. We pray for peace here on Sunday morning, and it hasn't come quite yet. I don't know if it will come in any of our lifetimes, but we continue to pray for peace, partly simply that we become prayerful, peaceful people. But in the story, the widow's prayer is answered. The judge finally says, "Oh, well, all right, can't stand this anymore," and grants her request. So what does that say to us when we're praying for all these things that don't happen and we never seem to get what we're asking for? Part of our problem is that there's always more than one way to look at a parable. And there's more than one way to look at prayer. A hint in this case is that, like any good comedian, Jesus never explains his stories. Whenever Jesus starts explaining a parable, you know that's not Jesus. That's the gospel writer. So you've probably got at least two different interpretations going on. Listen to the language Jesus uses in that parable. The judge does not fear God or respect people and won't listen. Does that sound like God? That doesn't sound like God to me. Who does that sound like? It sounds like us. Jesus says, don't judge. But we continue to judge all the time, always judging what I like, what I don't like, separating out the good from the bad. Maybe we're the ones who are like the judge. The widow, meanwhile, keeps coming and pleading for justice. Who's that sound like? Sounds like God. God does not come to us as a warrior or a king or even a judge. God comes to us in the poor, in the weak and the hurting, and those who have been silenced and the marginalized, in the widow. God comes to us in a baby born in a stable. God comes to us in a humble king riding on a donkey. God comes to us in the crucified one. God is the widow, and we are the judge who won't listen. Maybe this is a story not about how we need to be pounding on God's door telling God what we want, but maybe it's also about listening to what God wants. Because in our prayer, I bet we spend more time thinking about what we want than listening to what God wants. Maybe this is what Jesus is talking about. Part of the problem is that we really do want those things, and we really don't trust God. And that might be what Jesus is saying at the end when he says, listen to that judge, see what's going on here? Do you think God is going to withhold justice from you? No, God will answer your prayers. Get over that. Go on to the next thing. Kind of like that scripture last week from 2 Timothy that says, do not be anxious about anything, but with prayer and thanksgiving, make your requests known to God, and the peace of Christ that passes all human understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Let God know what you want, and then forget it. Move on. Then it's time to listen for what God wants. That's a little challenging because we're aware that what God wants is justice. And we're aware that if God really wants stuff, it might be more than we want God to want of us. But if we listen, what we'll discover is that what God wants mostly is not what God wants of us, but what God wants for us. God wants our belovedness and belonging, and wants us to deeply receive that. When we receive that blessing, when we really claim that belonging and that blessing, we begin to see that it belongs to everybody. And then naturally what flows from that is our compassion for all those people who are cut off from their own belonging, who are deprived of their own belovedness by a culture that treats them poorly. And so we care about justice and we act in the ways that God wants us to, but always what God wants for us always exceeds what God wants of us. If only we listen. We're not used to listening because we're used to having stuff go on in our brains. We're used to hearing voices. If it's not in our heads, it's on the TV, it's on the radio. We're just used to a lot of talky, 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 talk. And it's really hard for us to pray without a lot of words, without a lot of things to say. You can use words if you need to. But try praying as a way of listening for God. In my morning walk this morning out in the woods, the sun was just coming up. There was a lot of mist, a lot of fog out in the woods over that way. I saw two deer standing perfectly still, just watching me. They were a bit a ways away in the trees. They were not moving. There's no way I ever would have seen them if I'd just been watching my path where I wanted to go, or if I'd been preoccupied with a lot of thoughts. I was just being open. I was just looking around to see what was there. We can pray like that. When Jesus says, will the human one come and find faith on earth? Remember, what Jesus means by faith isn't certainty. It isn't believing a bunch of stuff. What Jesus means by faith is being open. When he says, your faith has saved you. Look at those stories time and time again. What he means is your openness has given you life. We can pray as a way of being open. So in my morning prayer time, every day I have some stuff that I do. And one of those things is that I pray for each one of you. One at a time, when you're on the prayer calendar that week, I will pray for you. And part of what I do is maybe to be aware of who you are and what I know of you, our story together. Some of you fill out those little sheets that I send out, and so I know more about what your prayers are. But I don't read those as if they're instructions to God. I just read them and I listen for what God might be doing in your life. It's like the three of us, you and God and me, we just sit there and I listen. It's hard because you won't necessarily hear anything. I go on in my prayer time. I read some stuff. I read some poetry. I read some meditations. I read Scripture. And in all of that, I'm not reading in order to understand stuff or in order to believe more deeply. I'm reading in order to hear, in order to listen to what God is saying to me in that Scripture that morning. And I very seldom hear anything. It's not like God speaks in sentences. It's not like you have a billboard in black and white that says, Steve, door number two, God. It's not that clear. When we listen, what we receive is maybe a feeling or an awareness or an openness or a presence or a relationship. And it might grow slowly. You have to practice listening day after day after day, which is maybe what the Scripture means when it says we have to pray always, we have to listen always, and not lose heart. Because we don't hear. So we practice listening. And when we listen, more often than not, what we hear is what God wants for us. There might be a little of what God wants of us. But it's rooted in this deep desire that we have belonging and belovedness and blessing, deep and serious and overflowing. So let's listen. I'm going to read again that chunk of Psalm that we read this morning. And I invite you to just listen when we practice. Lectio Divina makes us sound like monks. That's Latin. It just means prayerful reading. Reading as a way of listening. Listen for what God is saying to you in these words. Not that you want to understand, not that you want to believe anything in particular, but simply that you're open to however God might be standing in these words. The way those two deer were standing in the woods for me, present, watching you, and more profoundly than we can ever listen, listening to us and hearing. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will observe it to the end. Give me wisdom that I might keep your law and observe it with my whole being. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Turn my heart to your word, and not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at vanities. Give me life in your ways. Confirm to your servant your promise, which is for all those who bow down to you. Turn away the disgrace that I dread, for your word is good. How deeply I long for your word. In your righteousness, give me life. God of love, you who listen so deeply in our hearts, who hear in our souls what even we ourselves don't hear, we thank you that you listen to us with such tender care and delight and attentiveness. Give us the grace to listen always, to become better listeners. Gracious God, we give you thanks, and we pray for the grace to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace.